African Americans account for a disproportionate share of COVID-19 cases across North Carolina. The question is why? Ophelia Garman-Brown is an executive with Winston-Salem-based Novant Health.
We've joked about this in the African American community for years. We say, when white America gets a cold, we get pneumonia.
But COVID-19 is no joke, and there are actually lots of reasons. Experts say it's another sign of how the COVID-19 crisis puts a spotlight on underlying socioeconomic and public health problems. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Statewide, 37% of COVID-19 cases are African Americans, though African Americans are only about 22% of the population. In Mecklenburg County, almost 45% of the cases are among African Americans, who account for about only a third of the population.
We're seeing more cases in our 60-plus population in our Black community. And we believe part of that is because our African Americans, especially our older African Americans in this community, are three times more likely to have chronic diseases, which puts them at risk for more severe complications from COVID-19.
That's Mecklenburg County Health Director Gibby Harris speaking to state lawmakers last Thursday. Harris initially had been saying the spread of the coronavirus was similar to the county's overall demographics. But over the past several weeks, the African American percentage of overall cases has continued to rise in Mecklenburg from 35% to 41% and now to 44% as of Friday, increasingly out of sync with population figures. The numbers come as no surprise to health experts. A decade ago, Black people were most susceptible to complications from H1N1 or swine flu. Over 4 months in 2009, 35% of people hospitalized with swine flu in 13 metropolitan areas were Black, but Black people were only 16% of the population.
We have the same problem we had before COVID-19. I mean, one of the things I think we were very clear about in the task force report is we have a tale of two cities. And I think when we're in a crisis situation, we see that lived out even more critically than before.
That's Dr. Ophelia Garman-Brown, a Novant Health executive who co-chaired the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Opportunity Task Force 4 years ago. She says there are a lot of factors that put Black people at higher risk. More people with underlying illnesses, lower rates of insurance coverage, and inadequate access to health care. Garman-Brown also says lower-income African Americans are often essential workers, least able to practice social distancing. Many work in restaurants or other low-wage jobs that you can't do at home, and many ride public transit, she says. There may be another reason why Black people are overrepresented. Because of existing health issues, some may be more likely to be tested for COVID-19 symptoms, County Health Director Gibby Harris said in a news conference Friday.
It makes sense that they would be individuals who are more affected by the serious complications of this disease and are more likely to be tested. We don't think that it has anything to do with increased susceptibility at this point.
All this means that authorities need to pay extra attention to the trend, says Tanya Blackman, Novant's Chief Diversity, Inclusion, and Equity Officer.
We need to focus on as an organization and as a community diversity and inclusion now more than ever. Because it's about people on the margins who are isolated. We want to make sure that everyone has access to care.
Mecklenburg County is taking some steps. Harris said Friday the health department plans to work with African American churches to raise awareness about social distancing and the dangers of COVID-19.
We're in the process of developing some materials that we'll be getting out through our African American churches, as well as other churches that interact with the elderly, to make sure that that message is getting to them about what they need to do to take care of themselves.
The question is whether that education will be enough. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.